WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season, but more importantly, the eating season. And we have all sorts of issues with berms and parklets and indoor and outdoor and mask. And if you are wearing a mask, make sure it's a Ravens mask, especially if you're moving south of Baltimore at any time. I did 42 crab cakes in 30 days in 36 different restaurants across 23 counties in the city to represent the Restaurant Association of Maryland in the Restaurant Week. Next week, I have been a big participant in this. Many, many times in the city, in the county, the whole state is doing it now. We had COVID last year. We're trying to get out of this thing. So we're featuring some local places, and they're not even places that I necessarily know about or know a whole lot about. I know everything about a neighborhood, and I have dined in Maple Lawn in the past, but I've never dined at Ran Azul, although I love tapas. So this is long time, first time, and all of that good stuff as we promote Restaurant Week. We welcome Chad Price on from Ran Azul. If you're familiar with Dan in Howard County, making your way down there to Maple Lawn, which I've done many times, it's a pleasure to have you on, man. 14 years you guys have been doing it at Ran Azul, huh?
Yeah, 14 years. We started in 2007 when Maple Lawn was first
conceived.
Yeah, conceived, yes.
Well, I remember going down to Green Turtle there, and my guys at Looney's were first adopters, Billy and Steve. Steve used to give me the bowling alley over at Dundalk at Pinland. And we would do for 15 years. We did a duck pin bowling challenge with Steve LaTrenta. Steve and Bill were at my wedding. They probably don't remember it because it was a lot of alcohol, a lot of margaritas at my wedding. But, I've come down and visited friends there. It's probably been 2 years since I've been down to Maple Lawn. I came down to Ananda at one point right before one of my final meals before the pandemic, BC, as I call it. And the Restaurant Week concept to stimulate business for all sorts of local places. And one of the things that I love so much about the crab cake tour, Chad, was that behind every crab cake, there was a Chad. There wasn't a Walmart. There was, there's no one like that in the small restaurant business. And I'm a small business. I've been a small business for 30 years. I have such respect for everything you guys have gone through over the last 18 months to sort of keep the wheels moving. And so we can come in next week, get a great deal and eat our faces off if we want. Right.
Yeah. Restaurant Association has put together a statewide Restaurant Week, which is great. All the best restaurants in Maryland are giving a deal for Restaurant Week and showcasing their best food.
Well, and this is not a foreign concept to folks in my space, other than I thought the whole state was doing it all along. I was kind of shocked because when I think Restaurant Week, I'm like, it's been going on as long as I've been married. I mean, I've been married 18 years, and in the city, the county adopted it, and you hear about it. But I can't begin to tell you how many times I've walked into a restaurant, and Amici's is at the top because they're an A, and they're one of my long, long, long time blood brothers and friends, blood sisters with Jody and Penny and everybody there. And it feels like 20 years ago I walked in there and got that. But I think across the state, this has become something that has been a trending thing that's been very popular, very successful for local people. And one of the things that I've noticed, and this is a shout out to my girl, Brandy, who's a lifer friend of mine, that when Restaurant Week would happen in the city, she would always throw a shout out on Facebook. And we would always wind up at some restaurant we'd never been to before, trying their super salad, their appetizer thing, their meal deal thing, and then that dessert thing that they do with the chocolate or the cheesecake or whatever. Lunch is 15, 20 bucks, dinner 25, whatever the price range was. And it always struck me as a wonderful concept to introduce people to, like me, to new places. It gets you into a new situation.
Right. That's a great time to go out and try that restaurant you've always wanted to try, or try something new, expand your horizons, go to a different neighborhood, go to a different restaurant. Yeah, this is a great time to do that.
Well, I picked this up doing the tour, right? So, I mean, I've been trapped at home 18 months like everybody else. I moved my brand from sports to Baltimore Positive. He's still doing tons of sports. I was in Vegas last week, Kansas City this week, at Detroit next week, the whole deal. But talking to local business owners when COVID happened and when the reality of all of it last March, run me through your business a little bit. I mean, I only know what I've Googled. I haven't been in your place. I'm looking forward to coming down. I love tapas. You know, I support Jose Andres, you know, places down in D.C. One of my first dates with my wife was at a tapas place. So I love that cuisine. I've always loved small plate. Maybe it's my Latin background in Venezuela. I'm not sure. But tell us a little bit about your place, a little bit about your concept. But more than that, you're 12, 13 years into this thing, making your way Maple Lawn in a new community, beautiful planned community. We've talked so much about Rouse and Harbor Place and the Merriweather District, and I'm a big Merriweather guy. I'll be there for Hall & Oates this week. But that concept for you to come in and say, we're going to do this, we're going to do it here. And then 18 months later, you're talking to, you know, this freak here about how you survived the plague so far for Restaurant Week. Everybody out there making food next week for Restaurant Week or any other restaurant is a survivor at this point.
Yeah, and thanks to folks like yourself helping out, getting the word out. We really appreciate that. We've actually been open, 14 years. Our chef is Jaime Ayala. This is his first executive chef position, so it's his menu. He conceived the idea of smaller plates, so we could offer more variety and people could come and order a few things and share them. That's the idea of tapas.
Well, I'll tell you what, 17th to the 26th is when it's going on. You know, sometimes it gets extended, but I'm not going to say that. So get out next week, the 17th to the 26th. I'm looking at your menu, and I did a whole peach flight at a restaurant recently when I was on my trip, and the peaches are getting there. Peach salad, Caesar salad, tilapia, veracruz, Peruvian chicken, ribeye, lamb chops. I mean, you know, very, very accessible menu, I think, that you got going on down there at your place.
We definitely have something for everybody, something for the fan. Our lamb chops, by the way, you mentioned it. That's one of our signature dishes. Jaime's lamb chops are amazing.
See, I need to hear this because I haven't had a good lamb chop in a while. My wife has her boy Jimmy makes the Greek lamb chops, usually at the Cleveland Browns game for the tailgate. And that's like the one time a year I get lamb chops. And, you know, he's mixing up some tzatziki and mixing, you know, doing all that. But it's a tailgate, outdoor grilled lamb chop. And I said to my wife, man, we got to go out and get, like, we got to find some quality lamb chops. So you're turning me on. Tell me about the menu in regard to pricing, because so much, I mean, I don't need to tell you, my man, I was out doing crab cakes in August. You think I didn't hear about price and food cost and shipping cost? And my dear friends at Wise Markets, we talk about it all the time, trying to keep things affordable for people. Part of the Restaurant Week thing is a stimulation package for everybody to say, come on out, we can make this affordable. We're going to give you a taste of what we do, right?
Right. And that's the idea here. We have hit some supply chain issues. Everybody has. But our chef is very sorry.
No, no worries, man. They've warned me about the supply chain with the toilet paper. So as long as I got that handled, I'm fine, Chad, you know?
Yeah, so the prices have been fluctuating. And chef, every week, he's trying to find the good deals so we can get good prices to the people. And this menu is priced accordingly. $40 will get you a soup, salad, appetizer, one entree, and one dessert.
And I think that's pretty universal. In about $40, people are trying to keep it to be a prefix price. Yeah. With, you know, me and my wife, we would go nuts because we'd come down and I drop the $80. We would get three of each, right? And then we would have six different things. Right. And we probably bring the creme brulee home or the carrot cake or something like that. We had some molten cake at home last night. My wife's first endeavor with molten cake. And we dumped that over some Wise vanilla bean ice cream. Oh, man, I need me some restaurant. We've been cooking home the last like week after eating out every day. I had a crab cake every day for a month. And here's the weird part. We came back. We made crab soup last week, and I ate crab soup 5 days in a row. So I'm doing a crab cake on Friday at Costas with Johnny O. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Then on Sunday, I'm doing the Wise Signature Crab Cake, the $6 Signature Crab Cake at Wise in Fullerton. They have the crab wagon coming in. You know the crabs are running big this time of year. This is the time of year. And then I'm going to Fadley's for a crab cake on Monday. So I'm moving into restaurant week with fluidity and ease, that by the time I get to you, I'm going to need some ceviche, Chad, is what I'm going to need.
Ceviche, you know what I mean? Lamb chops, yes. And you will not be disappointed, and you will not be hungry after you eat all of this food. In fact, you'll probably take some home.
You know, I'm kind of dirty, so don't tell my wife's in the other room. We'll do, just between you and me. But she's eating out with me. She did 22 of the 30 days. She didn't go with the governor. She didn't go, but she ate out every day. I mean, the day she didn't eat out, when I had two crab cakes, I brought one home for her. So she was, and she didn't even like crab, you know, when the whole thing started. But here's the, my wife's had two bone marrow transplants. So she's literally a different human being than the one I married from a DNA standpoint. Lots of things have changed. Her palate has changed in different ways. And she's been more seafoody than she, she's from New Hampshire. So like they had clam bakes and, you know, it was wicked hot cool, you know, all that. But she never liked seafood, like really at all. And then, you know, she turned a little bit on some fish, you know, and then the crab thing was like last year she picked a crab and said, this isn't so bad. And then this year I said, I'm doing crab cakes every day. She's like, I hope they serve chicken, you know? And then she wound up by the middle of the tour eating half of my crab cake every night. And if she ate 51%, I knew it was a plus crab cake because I knew if she's eating, it must really be good. But she doesn't like shrimp. So if I come into your place, I mean, she still doesn't like shrimp. I keep telling her, you know, she has a problem with the arachnoid, you know, but the Camarones, a la Diabla, I have not had this said like dish in a with a Spanish flair since way pre-COVID. So I would come down and get the shrimp just because I wouldn't have to share them. When I get shrimp, it's mine. If I, it's like when my mother used to get anchovy on pizza. Right. All hers. I'm not touching that pizza. Chad is here. He is here from Ron Azul. Ron Azul, give a little background on name and tell me about the last 18 months and surviving this mess, man.
Sure. The name, we're just trying to find a unique name that would it's a combination of two Spanish words, Rana and Azul. Rana is a frog. Azul is blue. And it, we just thought it sounded nice. And it's unique. So when you type it into Google, we'll come up first. The past 18 months has been a challenge. We went to carry out only when we were first shut down. We have a lot of local customers who kept us going. We're super grateful for
it. Was an Amish barn raising the whole society, right? Whether it was the government sending a check, whether it was restaurant relief, which some people got, and I hope you got it, and God bless, I've heard on both sides the difficulties. But more than that, I, when sports just stopped, I'm like, all right, let's roll the sleeves up and let's feature every Chad I've ever met in my life and some I haven't met yet and figure out how we can keep your place open. So when this thing's open, we're over, we can have restaurant week and I can come in and, you know, try those shrimp and hit that creme brulee that I know my wife would be getting and all of that. But we love dining out and I love the people that create the magic and we've become addicted, not just to animal TV and pets, but we love the Food Network. Like we love mixing foods. It's one of my relationships with my friends from Wise Markets that I said to them, we do so much cooking at home. We're so exploratory. My wife made this ridiculous crab soup. It was the best crab soup I've ever had in my life because we took all the elements of everything I've ever heard. We dumped it into the pot. We simmered it 4 days. And the next thing you know, we had something beautiful, which really makes me speak to chefs about how do you do that ceviche? You know, how are you doing your lamb chops that I could steal that and borrow that for my lamb chops?
Oh, we can't give away any secrets on that one.
Hey, man, I've had crab cake people for a month. You think anybody wants to give me their crab cake recipe?
There you go. But yeah, like we have the past 18 months. So like you said, everybody's been super helpful. Our customers, folks like you helping us out. And even us, our staff, me, my wife, our staff, when we go out, we go to the places we love, the local places, and support the people that we know who are in the business to try to spread it around, you know.
All right, well, let's spread it around then. If my wife and I come down and let's just say we grab an app at your place and then we jump in a vehicle, we go, where are you taking me? Where's your favorite restaurant? I love yours because I've asked are you a crab cake eater?
Yeah, I like crab cakes, sure, yeah.
All right, so first things first, where are you taking me to dinner? And then I need a crab cake recommendation from you.
Well, there's a lot of great places in Maple Lawn. Libs Grill is across the street. You mentioned Ananda, fabulous place.
Is that the Liberatore family, Libs Grill?
Yeah, Liberatore.
I went to high school with Dante. John's got his place down in the Caymans. I got to go lay on the beach, so shout out to Libs. There's more family there than I even realized, so have at that.
There's an Italian place, Galliano's, that just opened up. They're really great.
Does Libs have the meatball, the Libertory's meatball?
I don't know.
Because I don't know all the Libs menus. I've eaten Libertory's most of my life in Timonium, and I know all the guys. But I've been to Dante's place out in Carroll County. But they have one of the best meatballs I've ever had in my life. Mm. So when I am like when I'm in Timonium and my wife's in the, you know, I'm like. Libs meatball, you know, so like I have places that I'm 53, man. I've tried to eat everywhere at least once. Right. So, yeah. And it's because I hang out with guys like you that tell me where to go.
Well, you know, Bushel and Peck, if I'm getting a crab cake, there's a place called Bushel and Peck in Clarksville. It's really nice.
Never heard of it.
They have a great menu. They have a wide variety of things. But their crab cake is solid. Definitely.
Well, my boy, Johnny Allen lives in Clarksville. So I've taken the last train on various occasions. Got a lot of customers down there. We are on the line right now with a Ranazol proprietor, Chad Price. He makes food. It's delicious. You get down to Maple Lawn for all of Maryland Restaurant Week. I want everyone to go to Maryland Restaurant Week out and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. I talked a lot about this during August, especially on the radio, but I'm going to be talking about it a lot online this week. I think my wife and I are going to try to go out and participate. Chad, I had a hell of a thing happen. All right. So I dream up this crab cake tour. And originally it was going to be on Fridays. Every Friday I was going to do a different crab cake for the rest of my career because there's that many places that have it. You just gave me another place that I've never heard of, right? So people give me places and recipes and I want to try all these places. And once a week on Friday, we're doing this. The Maryland Lottery's gotten involved. So a lot of my sponsors, Wise Markets, that we're going to do it in the afternoon. It's sort of the soft spot, 2 to 5 when it's a little more quiet. We could sit down and have important conversations with people like Johnny O. Mayor Brandon Scott is joining us at Coco's on the 8th. That's been 6 months in the making with mask on, mask off, indoor, outdoor, all of that stuff. So we're finally going to get together with the mayor with his favorite crab cake. So we're looking forward to doing that. But I do this crab cake tour, and then I dream up doing 30 crab cakes in 30 days, primarily because I did 30 Major League Baseball ballparks in 30 days back in 2015. And I traveled all around the country. And then I realized like I'd never been to Deep Creek Lake. I had never been to Ranazul. I had, you know, there are parks I've never been to and places and things to see in our state. So I decided to celebrate the state with the crab cake, do this. You know, Ben Cardin sat with me, Heather Mazir sat with me, Michael Steele sat with me, Larry Hogan. So it was a great conversation starter all the way around. But here's the problem. Guys like you, you take your customer seriously. You want them to be happy and you want them to be well fed. Like if I get up after restaurant week and I say, I spent $40, I'm not full, you're insulted. So what happens is they keep feeding me and feeding me and feeding me and feeding me. And I start this thing in Ocean City. I work with Randall State. I gained almost 11 pounds. I would say 10, but it was closer to 11 during 30 days. And I have been trying so hard to get it. I got 8 of it off. I'm teetering and my wife's making molten lava cake that I already admitted that to you, that really happened last night. We ate that for dinner. We had a salad and we had molten lava cake with Wise vanilla bean ice cream. I don't admit this often. So next week I'm going to get out. I got to hit some salads though. I mean, people were giving me French fries, potato chips. The nice Greek people were all trying to give me 6 desserts to take home. And I said, I'm eating a crab cake again tomorrow. I don't need 3 in a bag, you know? So I didn't have a lamb chop. I didn't have a steak. I didn't have... Especially after like day 10 and I really started to put the weight on because I was eating the French fries. So I'm trying to go lighter on this thing. So I'm just letting you know, yeah. I'm going to get down to your place, but I got to be thinking soup and salad. Yeah. I got to go light.
I think some of us do have some COVID pounds to
LBs.
But from the past year, I'm not an exception. So.
What have you learned through all this in the COVID thing and coming out of the other end as a restaurateur? I mean, I've had people sit here and tell me their story and sob. I've sobbed. I've heard unbelievable stories of resiliency and what people have done and following dreams. I have one friend, Evan Brown from State Fair, one of my clients and friends. He's had Portales that's flooded away twice in Ellicott City. He opened a State Fair in a Friendly's. He's now in his third restaurant that he's opened during the plague in the Beaumont and across the street at El Guapo, named after me, of course. And so people have taken opportunities here to do all sorts of things to be resilient in surviving to have a restaurant week in 2021.
Yeah, I think I've learned that, people are generally good, that people want to help. People want to see people succeed. People want the communities to thrive. People want good things in their communities. So I think that we've seen everybody kind of come together and make things work, especially in Howard County where we are. But certainly Maryland is an example, I think, for the rest of the country and how you can come together and work together and beat something like COVID.
Well, that's why our hospitals aren't filled up. We tipped our cap to Larry Hogan about that. I'll talk to Brandon Scott about that. Where Johnny O is going to be talking about that. They're very proud of what we did as a state locally here to keep this thing together so that you could still be in business and I can come in there and still gain weight next week or maybe otherwise. By the way, I invited Calvin Ball out for a crab cake and Calvin and I, we've been together before over coffee, actually at State Fair. We got together and before COVID, before we had masks on. And it turns out that he is shellfish intolerant. So he's not going to be a crab cake. So I have to figure out something else with him. But I promised him to get Peruvian chicken or you probably go some veggie or something like that. We can figure out a Caesar salad for the CE. So maybe we'll make that happen down there as well. Chad, it's been really nice to visit with some new people and offering great food. I want to tell everyone again, Ran Azul is down in Maple Lawn. They're in Howard County. They're around a lot of friends of mine, even though I've never met Chad. It's great to have Chad on the program. Restaurant Week features special menus at many, many, many places all over the state of Maryland. I can't feature them all, but you can get them all up at the website. I'll be talking to many of those folks next week, including my blood brothers, places like Amici's and Nacho Mama's, a bunch of places. I saw all these names up on the website. I know him. I know her. I know them. I know her. And I didn't know Chad. So it's great to know you. And I'm going to get to know your Cameronis pretty soon here too.
Yeah.
And maybe those lamb chops. End of the day interviews. I get hungry around here, man. I got to fill up.
Talking about food. Yeah, I get hungry too. But Nestor, thank you so much for having me on. Really appreciate everything you're doing.
All right, well, I appreciate you sending me over to Libs and give me the crab cake place in Clarksville again.
Bushel and Peck.
All right, John Allen's in trouble for not telling me about this place, and I drove down to Clarksville. It was our Montgomery County Crab Cake Day. My Howard County Crab Cake that day was I had a crab cake at Leland's, right by Merriweather. It was delicious. We did it the night of the James Taylor Jackson Brown show. So I will hit every place in Howard County before it's all over with.
Work cut out for you.
Yeah, I got to get on the treadmill is what I got to do. All right, man. Hey, I appreciate you, brother. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, man.
Enjoy Restaurant Week. Maryland Restaurant Week and the Restaurant Association of Maryland remind you, 17th to the 26th. Sometimes it meanders a little longer, but get out and take advantage of it. I've been beating everybody up for 18 months about getting out, supporting local people, eating new things, trying new things. I've been doing it all during the month of August. You got your card up there? Hold the card up there, Chad. Talk to me. What's that?
That's Ron Azul.
Ron Azul. There's the logo. Tapas. The logo. Wine. Bistro. Yeah. Howard County and Maple Lawn, get out there, $40, and enjoy everything on the menu, all right? You can find me anywhere the internet is served, anywhere where they're serving a three-course meal at a special price next week, and beer at a reasonable price as well. You'll find me out and about next week celebrating Restaurant Week here, courtesy of our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland. Big appreciation to them and all the local participating people. Now all they need you to do is show up and eat and be happy. There you go. Tip your server well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Good food, gaining weight, and Baltimore positive.